Welcome to the Innate Vitality Code podcast, your source of science-backed information and inspiration on holistic healing, building resilience, trauma recovery, and self-love. I'm your host, Dr. Andrea Pennington. I'm an integrative physician, acupuncturist, and positive psychology neuroscience nerd. For over 20 years, I've been healing and teaching in my wellness practice, in the media, on stages, and around the world, as part of my soul's mission to end suffering and raise the consciousness on the planet. This podcast does not provide medical advice or psychotherapy. Consult your healthcare provider before implementing what you hear on this show. Welcome. Welcome to this special info session and replay. I am Dea Swandrea, and I'm super honored to be sharing with you today. I really feel like we are at a sacred threshold in time. Across the globe, conversations around healing, around trauma, and even personal transformation are shifting. They're shifting from these clinical protocols to soul-rooted wholeness. And that's exactly why I created Alchemy of the Soul. For me, this isn't just a training. I treat this as a transformational rite of passage for the people who feel called to become not just psychedelic practitioners, but initiated space holders, really grounding in their own healing and spiritual maturity. So today, this session is really to help provide some clarity and answer questions about the Alchemy of the Soul apprenticeship program. If you're just coming to know about me, I am Dea Swandrea. I am an integrative physician. I am licensed as a doctor in the United States, and I currently live in the south of France. I am also certified in psychedelic assisted therapy, and I've been working in the space for quite a long time. Initially, my entry point into expanded states of consciousness began with MDMA in the United States. I was a doctor, and I had heard about therapists who were using MDMA in couples therapy or with people with depression. And I was kind of like mind blown as a young physician because my whole experience with MDMA at that point, this was the early 2000s, was just the regular narrative that it's this party drug or a rave drug. And when I was hearing these therapists talk about what their clients were processing, I was like super curious. And then I was fortunate enough to have an experience with MDMA. And my mind was once again blown. I was like, I need to know everything about the neuroscience. Like, why is this so powerful? And why does it feel so good? And, you know, I had this experience of just heart opening and feeling love and compassion. And for me, as someone who at that point had lived with depression for 30 years and always felt love as very conditional, that experience with MDMA being this unconditional love, it was like, whoa. And so I started supporting other people in the underground, of course, because MDMA is not legal, and it was not legal at the time. But I just started supporting. I was already doing group therapy in my wellness center for people with binge eating disorder and substance use disorder. We'd created this comprehensive wellness center and a holistic spa. And we used acupuncture and psychiatry and behavior mod and nutrition and fitness and even spa treatments to help people as they got back into relationship with their body. So facilitating groups has been something I've done for 24 years now. Well, it'll be 25 this summer. And so I just naturally flowed into supporting group work. And then I had my own near-death experience when I was in the south of France. And that experience also just blew my mind wide open because I was at an all-time low emotionally with my depression and anxiety. And I had been, you know, shored up with all these protective parts and the perfectionist and the doer. And I was really struggling. And so while I was on vacation in the south of France, I had this peak experience in Saint-Tropez, singing in a nightclub. And the next day I woke up in my hotel like, whoa, I just felt so alive and I felt love there on stage. And it hit me, okay, man, I got to go back to America. I got to go back to my life. And the depression was just, it just overwhelmed me. And I called out to the divine to take my life. And I left my body. I thought God was answering my prayer and had this experience where I saw my whole life in a life review. And I understood how every little decision point led me to be depressed. And with that knowing, I was like, oh. And there was a guide next to me that sort of explained. It was more of a knowing, and there weren't just words, but it was like, you have choice. And I was like, oh, well, if it's my choices that led me to be depressed, then I can choose differently. And I saw that there was like this big ball of, like the sun, this ball of light or consciousness. And then these little droplets of light, which were soul, God consciousness, trickled down to earth and incarnated. And I understood with this guide that we are those drops of consciousness. We are soul, essence, God. And when we incarnate, it's up to us to determine who we will be, not our religion, not our parents, not the media. And with that knowing, I was like, okay, I can go back then. And then I saw this vision unfold. And it was a future where I was living in France. I had a child in this vision because we were walking hand in hand. And a few other weird things, but I was like, okay, that's better than the life I'm living. I'll take it. And as soon as I said that yes, I was back in my body. And at that point, I had never heard of anyone having a near-death experience without nearly being dead or, you know, flatlined or under anesthesia or in a coma. So I started studying and just diving into the consciousness research and found that there are a lot of ways that people have these extraordinary experiences. Of course, yes, psychedelics are one of them, whether that's in sacred ceremony, in medicine circles, but also through chanting, through breath work, through drumming, ecstatic dance, whirling. So I became really just a student of consciousness because I wanted to understand. And a couple of years later, I was invited to a trance dance shamanic workshop in Sedona, Arizona. And there I met a shaman who took us through this extraordinary experience. And when I shared with him my near-death experience, he was like, yep, we see that all the time. And it was amazing because I got so much clarity. And he started talking to us about how different cultures around the world actually do ceremonies at different points in people's lives so that they can have that sort of ego death, letting go of who they've been forced to be and stepping into sovereignty for their next step forward in life. And that fascinated me. And then he told us about ayahuasca and how he was facilitating ayahuasca journeys in Hawaii, but he was facilitating them in the jungle. So while I was first curious, the idea of tripping on a hallucinogen in the jungle at night, and to boot, you had to dig your own hole for where you would puke or shit. And I was like, no thanks. So I refused that call, but several years later, I was in Peru on another retreat and had the opportunity to sit with the great mother ayahuasca. And that journey was just for me. It was just so powerful in coming to terms with the progress I had made from the near-death experience to that point. And it just opened me up to exploring shamanism and sacred medicine. And over the course of time, I was introduced to some other medicine women and got invited to a sacred medicine ceremony. I was shooting a documentary film in Iceland with a medicine woman, and she invited me and my crew to this mushroom ceremony. And so for the first time, I sat with sacred mushrooms and had another just mind-expanding, beautiful experience that was mostly pleasurable. It wasn't like a trauma process. It was just joy and connection. And so that began my relationship with psilocybin mushrooms. And so over the last several years, I've developed my primary relationship with psilocybin mushrooms. I continued to do journeys with ayahuasca in Iceland and then Costa Rica several times. But the medicine that really called to me has been psilocybin for my own healing journeys. And then in 2021, my mother was transitioning. She had a stroke in the middle of COVID, and I was not able to fly from France into America. And it really threw me into a grief spiral. And I was able to process that with psilocybin. And I connected with my mother's soul in one of these high-dose psilocybin experiences. And this was, you know, sometime after the COVID restrictions were lifted. So I got a ticket and I got to fly home and say goodbye to my mother. And it was after that experience, before flying back to America, that I kept hearing this call, like, you're meant to serve. And it sounds very cliche. If you've been around the space, you hear people having an experience and they say the medicine told them that they're meant to be a healer, or they saw a vision of themselves. And I didn't want to be that cliche. So I was like, oh, that's just leftover medicine talking. Let that go. But it kept getting stronger. And I tuned in and I found that, okay, I think this is real, but the perfectionist in me was still alive. So I decided to enroll in the Integrative Psychiatry Institute's program, IPI. And so I did that program so that I could kind of tick all the boxes to be able to do psychedelic therapy in America. So with ketamine, of course. And at the time, you know, we had hoped that MDMA was going to be legalized and psilocybin soon thereafter. And that program really helped, but I realized that there was this disconnect between the clinical version versus the ceremonial and ritual version that we experience when we're with people from an indigenous lineage. And because I've been facilitating groups and seeing how ritual and ceremony is so powerful, I really wanted to bring that to my work. So when I started to support other people, I got to experience different facilitators' approach. And really what stuck with me was this ceremonial, very sacred approach rather than the clinical approach. And then I had the experience of supporting some companies that were launching their programs and overseeing both medical and the medicine space, and finding that there were a lot of people that were not trauma informed, let alone trauma trained. And that really struck me. Like, there was this sense of an ethical imperative that if you're going to be facilitating for people flying from all around the world, you need to have, if not all of your facilitators, you at least need several of them who are really grounded, anchored with training, but also personal experience. And I quickly had some people ask me, you know, can you mentor me? Can you be my supervisor in this space? And that's when we decided to launch the Alchemy of the Soul apprenticeship. So that's why we're here today. And I don't have to tell you that, you know, there is a current need for the apprenticeship, but also for trained facilitators. The global perspective on psychedelics has really experienced an evolution in the past few decades. You know, we've gone from psychedelics being only used in indigenous ceremonies and healing rituals to emerging from the shadows of taboo into the light and under scientific and therapeutic acclaim. And so now we see studies from prestigious institutions around the world suggesting that psychedelics, when used responsibly and therapeutically, can have really profound benefits for mental health. And that revelation has really led to an unprecedented surge in interest. It's a renaissance, as we say, in the world of psychedelic therapies. So we see patients with conditions like PTSD, depression, anxiety, and even some terminal illnesses. They're finding solace and healing through these treatments. So as a result, we've got therapy centers, retreats, and training programs that have begun to sprout, really attempting to address this growing need. But as with all things new and profound, there's a real gap between interest and understanding. And there's a widespread hunger for knowledge, for genuine experiences, and above all, for guidance. And I really find that there is this limit of the current clinical paradigm. So, you know, going back to the United States, while there is a growing acceptance of the therapeutic benefits of psychedelics, many of the clinical programs fall short, in my opinion, in delivering a holistic understanding and experience. They do offer the knowledge on the science behind the substances, but they often overlook the centuries-old traditions and the spirituality, and they may be even weak on the aspects of the art of integration post-experience. And the clinical structure, which is essential for some forms of therapy, can sometimes feel restrictive or impersonal for people who are really looking for deeper transformative experiences. So it's kind of like learning about the vastness of the ocean while staying in a controlled, sanitized pool. The real depth and the beauty and the challenges of the ocean can only be understood when you really dive into it. So my experience in the field, not just academically, but also practically, is what inspired me to offer this unique container that even the formal university programs can't. And that is a real world, hands-on experience with, you know, practical experience of what it looks like and feels like to set up ceremony. The other programs, they don't have personal mentorship. You know, a lot of the large institutes can't. They simply can't offer the kind of one-on-one mentorship and guidance that we provide. And with 24 years in trauma therapy and a focus on holistic and integrative approaches, the apprentices that come through this program are really learning from someone with a multifaceted understanding of the work. And so learning in an actual retreat setting and then later facilitating brings a level of experiential learning that a traditional classroom can't match. So it's, for me, it's not just about psychedelics or psilocybin. It's really about this integrative approach that involves the aspects of spirituality, the neuroscience, and mental health to give people a really rounded education. So we include guest lecturers. We bring in a range of perspectives that really enriches the program. We focus on ethical and safe practices. We go hard on preparing facilitators to work with BIPOC and other marginalized communities, including the LGBTQIA+ community. And because our program is smaller, we can often adapt to new research findings and new methodologies, and also just the newness of what happens when the FDA doesn't approve, when you know that people are still going to be tripping, whether they're flying somewhere or they're working in the underground. And so that's where the alchemy of the soul apprenticeship really finds its essence. Right now, the world needs informed, hands-on experiences. Because it's one thing to understand psychedelics theoretically, but it's a completely different realm to experience them, to guide others through their journey, and to facilitate healing in a safe, ethical, and responsible way. So of course, there is value for clinical programs. But this apprenticeship really offers a bridge between the clinical knowledge and experiential wisdom. And it serves as a vessel for people who want to dive into the mysteries of the mind and the soul, anchored by the wisdom of modern science and ancient traditions. So I feel like we're really at a unique crossroads in history. Psychedelics were, you know, previously on the fringes, and now they're at the forefront of therapeutic discussions. But to truly harness their potential, we need more than just interest. We need expertise, we need experience, and ethics. And that's the void that the Alchemy of the Soul apprenticeship aims to fill. So I want to give you just an overview of the apprenticeship. First off, how long does it last? It's an 8-month program, and we cover core components, including the several of the core competencies. And if you're wondering why such a long duration, for me, the reason is simple. True understanding and expertise and integration is something you can't rush. It's like the metamorphosis of a butterfly. The transformation that we undergo in apprenticeship really requires time, patience, and dedication, and fine-tuning. So this isn't a weekend course or a short seminar. It's a journey, and it's a commitment to yourself and the broader community that's going to benefit from your newly acquired wisdom. So the apprenticeship is designed to be comprehensive and multifaceted. And the core is built around several pillars, starting off with theory and knowledge. Before diving into experiences, you got to have a solid foundation. So we do delve into the history, the science, and traditional uses of psychedelics to bridge ancient wisdom with modern research. There's also skill development. Part of this container includes a course, it's a prerequisite, the ultimate guide to safe psychedelic preparation. So whether you join us in the apprenticeship or not, this ultimate guide course is something that you can start right away. And that's giving you that foundational knowledge, which is really useful for understanding. And so that course is taught with video modules and PDFs and guided meditations and journal prompts for your own reflection. And we meet once every month for live sessions in Q&A, as well as guest lecturers. So I do nerd out on a lot of the science in that course. So people will always be getting exactly what they need. And then another core pillar is skill development. As future facilitators or practitioners, you will be equipped with essential skills. And that includes safely guiding people through their psychedelic experiences, screening, handling challenging situations, including spiritual emergence, and in short, ensuring a supportive environment. We also cover how to set up a journey or a planning schedule. You'll see how we set up ceremony in our sacred spaces. And that too requires a certain skill for choosing a location. What do each of the facilitators bring to the table? And all of that is really included in this approach. We also include integration techniques, which I think is one of the most crucial aspects of psychedelic experiences. And here's where you'll learn how to help individuals make sense of their experiences, but also ensure that those insights are translated into tangible, positive changes in their daily lives. Another pillar is ethics and responsibility, because with great power, and these are powerful medicines, comes great responsibility. So this really underscores the ethical considerations, the basic do's and don'ts, and the weight of the responsibility that comes with being a part of this realm. You'll also find that we include experiential retreats, which many consider as the soul of this apprenticeship. These retreats are really an invitation. It's a doorway into profound self-exploration. So they're an opportunity to not just learn about psychedelics, but to immerse yourself in that transformative embrace under expert guidance in a safe and supportive environment. So our retreats are designed to provide a holistic experience. It's not just about consuming a heroic dose. It's about setting intentions, navigating the journey as a group, and then integrating the insights afterward. So from meditation sessions to group discussions to traditional ceremonies, every moment is an invitation to go deeper. And so we always tell people, expect the unexpected. Psychedelic experiences are deeply personal and they can vary widely. You know, some people may find themselves on introspective journeys, like unearthing past traumas or even rediscovering lost joys. Other people might find this profound connection to the universe, a dissolution of the ego, or a deep sense of oneness. And yet some people will face these challenging experiences and moments of doubt or confusion. But with our team, we always emphasize to just remember that every experience, whether it's blissful or challenging, is an opportunity for growth. So if you come on retreat with us, you'll be surrounded by experts that are dedicated to supporting your journey. So the retreat is really a crux of the apprenticeship, because theory can provide knowledge, but it's experience that breeds wisdom. So these retreats allow for the translation of theoretical knowledge into practical expertise. And they're arenas where your skills are honed and challenges are faced and true growth occurs. So the Alchemy of the Soul apprenticeship isn't just another course. It really is a transformative journey. It's an invitation to delve deep, to learn, to experience, to grow, and then eventually guide or facilitate the organization or hosting of retreats. So you'll be learning from me and a host of other beautiful people. So I want to address a few vital facets of the program. Our world today is actually filled with lots of opportunities to explore the realms of psychedelics and profound transformations, but every path is unique, and our apprenticeship stands out in very distinct ways. And so if we kind of think about the ideal participant profile, firstly, this program is really for people who are seeking a deeper understanding beyond the clinical setting. In this rapidly evolving world, the clinical lens does offer a valuable perspective, and you'll get that here, but it isn't the only one. There's a vast tapestry of psychedelic understanding woven with threads of history and spirituality, culture, and personal introspection. So if you're someone who yearns to see beyond the limited scope of clinical settings to understand the broader spectrum of what psychedelics have to offer, then this program might just be for you. So we really welcome people who respect and aim to integrate Indigenous knowledge without the necessity of long-haul travel. Of course, Indigenous communities have been torchbearers of psychedelic wisdom for millennia, and some people will feel called to travel to the Amazon or to Mexico and train with medicine women or medicine men, curanderos, ayahuasqueros. And of course, their knowledge, which has been cultivated over countless generations, can offer profound insights. So this apprenticeship is a bridge connecting you to these ancestral understandings, maybe without the need to traverse continents. So you'll learn to respect and integrate ancient wisdom in ways that are relevant and respectful. And lastly, this program is really for people who want to facilitate above ground ceremonies in legal contexts. You know, navigating the intricacies of legality and ethics is really paramount. So that's what we provide. And if we navigate the distinctions between this apprenticeship and clinical programs that are available, I mean, I've said it before, the clinical programs do provide insight into the biochemical and therapeutic mechanisms. And I think of our program, it has a more holistic approach. We don't just stop at understanding the brain. We dive deep into the mind, the spirit, and the soul. So our program weaves together the scientific understandings with age-old spiritual wisdoms and offers this comprehensive tapestry of psychedelic knowledge. And we fully embrace the spiritual components. The realms of psychedelics are not just neurotransmitters and brain circuits. They are gateways to profound spiritual, emotional, and existential experiences. So our aim is to help you learn about those experiences as well as live them, and to be guided by experts all along the way. The other thing that makes this apprenticeship different than the clinical programs or university programs is that we don't require you to be a healthcare provider or therapist. So we have had social workers, breathwork facilitators, Reiki and yoga instructors who are already facilitating in the underground, and they need this solid training. So we do have doctors and therapists, of course, but because we allow people who are either still in training, who may just want to have this experience, they are also allowed. So on the global stage, South American and jungle experiences will continue to attract countless seekers. But we really emphasize the blending of indigenous wisdom. Unless you're going to go spend years training with an indigenous lineage, you're likely going to be doing some blending. And so we deeply respect and incorporate traditional understandings, and we recognize the importance of our modern perspectives and the templates within which you might be practicing. So we think of this as offering like the best of both worlds. And we know that being off in the jungle can be transformative, but it can sometimes come with challenges, from potential health risks to logistical challenges of traveling to remote locations. We know that there are more people in need of support that won't be able to fly somewhere. So we really prioritize safety and accessibility. And finally, our apprenticeship really provides more structured and guided experience, as opposed to, you know, unstructured experiences that can be enlightening, but sometimes overwhelming and confusing. So the Alchemy of the Soul apprenticeship isn't just another program. It's a carefully crafted odyssey. And I'm really proud of that. But we have to also understand the boundaries and the potential. So it's essential to really set clear expectations and understandings, especially as it relates to licensure and certification. So I'm going to outline some of our primary objectives so you have a sense of that. First and foremost, for people who are unfamiliar with the current regulatory landscape, Oregon and Colorado are places where people can legally experience psychedelic therapy. There are other jurisdictions, like in California, where things are either decriminalized or there are certain exceptions. But by and large, with the scattering of cities that have either decrim or have some more lax laws, it's still pretty tricky in the United States. And so it's important to note that we don't offer any licensure to practice, but we do offer a certificate. And for people that are aware of the curriculum and the requirements, we meet them by giving you over 200 hours of training and experience. So one of our aims is to provide you with hands-on experience like no other. We believe that the heart of understanding really lies in the realm of practical encounters. So rather than just learning from a distance, you get to engage with psychedelics in the Netherlands, where psilocybin truffles are completely legal. We also believe in guided exploration and being supervised in a group setting where you can get guidance, you can get fine-tuning is really important, especially for most people. They want to be in a safe haven. It's one of the foundational pillars. If we can ensure that people are following and in line with the legal parameters of their host country, then their participants can really immerse themselves in the experience without the worry of legal repercussions. So we have one more retreat open in 2025, and that is our Sacred Feminine Retreat, September 26th through the 30th. And for that one, we just have women only. And that's a really beautiful container for experiencing sisterhood and being able to explore your own world. The cost of the Alchemy of the Soul apprenticeship is $3,500, and that's for each of the 4 month blocks. So a total of $7,000 for the entire experience. And the cost of our retreats is 3,800 euros, and apprentices get a special rate if they decide to join one of the experiences. And when you come on retreat, you have the opportunity to sit with the medicine if that is of interest to you, or you can be a support and really watch and shadow us as we facilitate the journey. The application process, it's pretty simple. You can visit the website, wondrea.com/apprentice, and you'll see that there is a full detailed list of the curriculum and how we work. We currently have a small cohort. We limit our groups to 15 or less, and we are able to then allow people to have private sessions with me twice a month. Then they have group cohort calls twice a month, and they have a small group, or we call them pods, so that they can really go deep with their learning and practicing, facilitating and role-playing and being supervised. And that's been really helpful for people, just to be able to explore especially ethical dilemmas in a safe container before they're out there being really exposed. And I will say that for the most part, while I've talked a lot about retreats, there's a dire need right now for people to prep and integrate clients who are undergoing ketamine journeys. So since ketamine has been so popularized, we now have doctor's offices, pain clinics that have always done ketamine, but now that it's popular, they're able to offer ketamine infusions or sessions, but many of them are not providing preparation and integration for the deep soul and trauma release. Their model is very clinical. It's either about pain management or depression management without working with the content of the mind. And so this apprenticeship includes certification in the Cornerstone process. The Cornerstone process is the five-step holistic framework that I've been teaching for 2 decades. And we've tailored the certification to include using the Cornerstone process for client prep and integration. So if you're working with people who might be flying to another country, you can take them through this prep and integration program to prepare them. If they're going to a ketamine infusion clinic that doesn't offer therapy, you can provide prep and integration to help them work with the material that they might unearth during those sessions. And that is something that people can do legally right now in the United States. And there are not enough people trained. There just absolutely aren't not enough people who know what they're doing with prep and integration for ketamine. So it's very practical. There are opportunities to learn and grow and be in community. We have people from several different countries who join the program. We're starting our 4th cohort this June, and we have some past graduates that would be happy to connect if you have questions about how it works or what they've learned and what they've gotten out of it. So if you're interested, you can check me out or you can send me an email. Just reply to any email you've gotten from me, and I'm happy to jump on Zoom and we can chat. And otherwise, if you go to the website, you'll also see that there's a button for you to just apply. You can fill out the application and see if this is a good fit for you. And if you're feeling like the 8 month journey is not what you're looking for, maybe you just want the certification in the Cornerstone process for psychedelic prep and integration, that is a possibility as well. And we have a cohort starting that in July, that 8 week certification. And for that, there is that same prerequisite that you take the Ultimate Guide course. But as I said, that's available always, so you can enroll in that course at any time. So I hope that this has been helpful for you to understand how the Alchemy of the Soul might support you in becoming the best, the most ethical, centered, and spiritually attuned facilitator in this space. If you have additional questions, feel free to shoot me an email, and you can apply starting now right on the website, wondrea.com/apprentice. Many blessings to you. Thank you for listening to the Innate Vitality Code podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend, rate the podcast, and subscribe. This helps me with getting my message out to a wider audience. For show notes and other episodes, visit innatevitality.com/podcast. That's vitality.com/podcast. You can also sign up for my free masterclass series. Each month, I take a deep dive into the topics of holistic healing, resilience, trauma recovery, and self-love. Just visit innatevitality.com.